The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on the first day of August, and it's a Friday. Good morning to everybody. Gosh, 7:05 in the morning. Phone line's here, 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And bad news is coming across the chat room already, but I'm here with Savannah, and that's always good news.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning. There's a little smiley face to you. How are you feeling today?
I'm feeling good.
Yeah. Good.
I am.
You know, it's fun to come in here. You know. Sometimes Bad Bob reminds us of a bear in the morning coming out of hibernation. But Savannah, you always have a smile on your face. Mm-hmm. You know, so there must be, you know, you live a happy life.
I do. I enjoy my life for sure.
That's great. Okay. Hey, let's head off to Wells Fargo and listen to Cameron Middleton. Cameron, there's a lot of stuff happening on Wall Street.
Sure is. I'll tell you what, Carl, it was quite a day yesterday. Markets are actually fairly steady this morning and are up slightly after yesterday's pretty substantial sell-off. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up, is really at about flat at 16,560. The NASDAQ Composite is up 8 points to 4,378, and the S&P 500 is up a point to 1932. Oil's actually down 74 cents a barrel to 97.43, while gold's up 9.22 to 12.91 an ounce. And silver is down about a dime to $20.44 an ounce. The 10-year Treasury yield is down slightly again this morning, 2.53%. And some most active stocks today, Bank of America is up about 4 cents to 15.29. Apple up 35 cents to 95.92. And GE up 12 cents to 25.26. So we're seeing a little bit of padding this morning after that severe sell-off from yesterday, and we will, of course, keep our eyes on it.
Okay, Cameron, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:06, 8:06, and 9:06 in the morning. And as Cameron says, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on. That big sell-off yesterday, and so, you know, you want somebody that you can give a call or even walk down there and say, hey, Cameron, what's going on here and what should we be doing? Because you have the experts down at Wells Fargo Advisors. Give them a call at 243-7561, 243-7561. Set up an appointment. Talk to them about investments. Talk to them about your annuities. Talk to them about financial freedom. All right. What's the weather look like today here?
It is currently 78 degrees, so that's pretty warm for being in 7 a.m. But it's going to get up to a high of 103, low of 71. Saturday is looking at a high of 102, low of 69. And Sunday is going to be a high of 101, low of 69. Our weather is always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. They're family-owned and operated.
And they have a new slogan.
Do they?
It's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer.
Oh, that's clever.
That is. Isn't that nice? We were talking about their original one, say, you know what, we're already warm. You know, customers are warm friends. And Chuck McKinney calls, he says, you're right. It's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer. So there you go. That's a great new saying, 365-3793. If it's Friday, it's got to be Spencer. And we have Pet of the Week, and he's just sitting here. Just okay. Now he's laying here. So tell us about your latest hero.
So this morning I brought Calvin with me. Calvin is about a year and a half old, red-collared pit bull mix. And I brought Calvin with me for a couple reasons. Number one being because he's such a great dog. I mean, look at this. We're in the studio here and he's just laying down happy and content, not pulling on the leash, just kind of looking around and just nice and mellow. Another reason I brought him is starting tomorrow, he is going to be in our Camp Love a Pet program, which means that he will have...
I would have sworn he's been through the Camp Love a Pet program.
He has not, which means that because he's already so calm and walks great on a leash and everything, that gives him a little bit more time to work on the basic commands, to sit, down, stay. And I guarantee you, Calvin's pretty tree-orientated, so he'll probably learn a really cool special trick at the end of it.
As we all are. Are you tree-oriented, Savannah?
I would say so.
How about you, Spencer?
Of course.
Okay. I think we all are. It works better than clickers. Okay.
Yes.
Anyway, go on.
And another reason why I brought Calvin is starting today and running through next Saturday, we are having Adopt a Pity or a Kitty special.
A Pity Kitty special.
Yes, we are. So we have a lot of pit bulls in our shelter, as always, and they're such great breeds, and we want to try to educate the public on the breed, a little bit about their history, where they stand today, and, you know, try to get rid of some of those bad myths that people have about pit bulls out there. And so by doing that, we're trying to promote adoptions of the breed. And so now through next Saturday, you can adopt any Pity or a Kitty for the low fee of only $30. And that does include the entire medical
package.
That's
the whole thing. And does that include chipping?
It does. That includes
chipping,
everything.
The whole thing. You can't beat this price.
No.
You all are losing money on this, but you want to get your animals adopted.
Yeah, and you know, and the main part of it is to educate the public a little bit about the breed. A lot of people do have the misconceptions about pit bulls and how vicious they are, and they're really not. They're great family dogs, and it's all in the way that they're raised. And we do a thorough temperament test evaluation on all of our dogs before we place them up for adoption as well.
Well, there is a YouTube out there right now. I just looked at it this morning because it's come up a couple of times, and it's this 6-month-old baby, or whatever they can't sit up yet. They're, you know, they can giggle and all that. So 6 months, and the 3-year-old pit bull, and here's the baby on the couch, and the pit bull is licking it and loving on it, and the baby is just ah, and then the baby rolls over, and the pit bull's now licking it, you know, licking the face, and the mommy's going, not the mouth, you know, and so she sets it back up, and the dog has thoroughly cleans this baby, and she says, you know, since we brought the baby home, pit bull's the dog's tail's wagging and will not leave the baby's side.
And you know, actually, on that note, that's what pit bulls were originally bred for. Pit bulls were originally bred over in England to be a babysitter for the children over there. The royalty and everybody used to breed pit bulls, and they would be the nanny.
I thought they were bred to fight.
No, that's just what a few bad seeds out there have trained them.
So you mean, isn't that interesting? Now, see, there's a fact I never knew, is that they were bred to be like protection dogs. Like, people are selling today dogs for huge amounts of money, and they protect families. They are so loyal to families, and so this is what the pitties were first to do.
That was what they were originally bred for.
Well, I tell you what, when you see this dog, this is a big dog. I mean, bigger than Calvin. And just, you know, just loving on this little baby, so...
Yeah, they're a great breed. So if you have any misconceptions about them or just any questions about the breed, please, we're all educated on it. We would be more than happy to answer any questions that you have about the
breed. Okay, starting today for a week, you can adopt a pity or a kitty. Can you adopt both, a pity kitty?
Absolutely.
You can have a pity kitty pity trifecta. or kitty pity kitty. I'm gonna get Savannah a pity kitty.
And wait till I send you Calvin's picture. You'll absolutely love it. He's sitting there,
he's
and
he's still
wearing,
laying here without making a move. He walked in, sniffed my fingers, looked at me, and a little lick, and then boom, laid down.
Your listeners will have to go to your website and check out Calvin's pictures. He's wearing some bright yellow sunglasses and just sitting there with a big smile, and his tongue hanging out.
By the way, on our front page of our website, it's two things. It's one is the pet of the week. And the second thing is a direct link to Wednesday night's town hall meeting. So you can just click on it and it plays. So you can hear what happened then too. So, but the second thing on there is, and then the third thing, of course, is the most wanted, where you could take your pity to keep the Shasta County's most wanted off your property. Anyway. Okay. Okay, phone number?
It's 241-1653, or you could stop by the shelter at 7449 East Side Road. Don't let Calvin slip away from you.
No, this is a good dog. All right, thanks a lot.
Thank you so much for having us.
You know what? You know why I'm all perky in the morning, right?
Coffee.
Coffee. And it's more than that. I get a good night's sleep every night.
Oh.
On my sleep number bed, on my sleep number setting is 40. Dual air technology, so Linda can sleep at a 45 or a 35, makes no difference because I can sleep at what I want to. And now Sleep Number is introducing the Sleep IQ technology, which, frankly, it tracks how you sleep at night, and then it sends you a little message on an app that you could put on your computer or your iPhone or whatever, and it tells you, hey, during this time frame, this, you know, maybe you maybe it's you need to adjust your mattress. The only place you can find that is that Sleep Number. And where can you find Sleep Number? Right down at the Target Shopping Center. Right? And now the queen-size beds with everything, Sleep IQ technology, everything are starting at under $1,000. Made in America, guaranteed, Consumer Reports, best mattress. And you can get them right here in town at Target Shopping Center. Head on down to the Sleep Number store, see Brian or Janice, and let them get into the bed, get on the bed, and find out what your sleep number is. Find out how to sleep great. How much is a good night's sleep worth? All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. We've got a lot of things. Congressman Lamoff is going to be with us. We want to do an update again on the town hall meeting. I understand from just seeing things that are coming through on the chat room is that some judge freed up the ability to build the high-speed train to nowhere. Insurance costs in California have skyrocketed. Skyrocketed. Let me say that word. Skyrocketed. Tax on border patrolment and police on the border. What's happening down there? All of this today, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, Voice of the People.
Hi, this is Zoe from Zoe's Travel Shop in the Mount Shasta Mall.
We're open 7 days a week for all your traveling needs. Make travel fun where you can find items that are safe and fashionable. We carry brands such as Ex Officio, PacSafe, Dakine, Eagle Creek, and Briggs & Riley. That's Zoe's Travel Shop located in the Mount Shasta Mall.
From city streets to country gravel, your fun begins at Zoe's Travel. And don't forget to check us out on Facebook.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Thanks to everybody who helped out with the junior livestock sale. Meantime, back at the salt mine, we're filling propane bottles, one right after another. That keeps Gary hopping. Robin in Corning is very busy with all the farmers and ranchers, so stop in and say hi. She loves our customers. In Weaverville, stop and see Diana. She is selling a lot of red and clear diesel and can fill your motorhomes and barbecue bottles. In Redding, we got another truckload of ethanol-free 93 and race car fuel. If you're one of us that's been blessed with new diesel trucks or pickups that take DEF urea fluid, give us a call. We have small jugs and big totes and can save you money. Johnny's back from cattle college, so if you're thinking of upgrading your heater, now's the time. Give him a call and talk about the new or used heater. Northern Lights Energy, small business, family owned. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
A few years back, a state agency called regarding a large shipment of new cars that had a steering problem. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They informed me shops all over California had looked at them, but no one could recommend a solution. The problem was one front wheel turned quicker and farther than the other, causing erratic steering. Front wheels should turn together. Our inspection revealed a major steering component was incorrectly mounted from the factory. We fabricated a gauge to demonstrate the difference in travel from side to side, while a state supervisor observed. Then we relocated the steering component as indicated by our gauge. A test drive by the supervisor proved excellent. He had only one question. How long will it take to do 1,200 cars? Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California. 45 years in business and loving every minute of it.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindbach. Hey, good morning. Happy Friday. Happy first day. Happy 78 degrees. Happy 104 today. Oh, my gosh. 605-4567 is our phone number. Town hall meeting. I don't usually read anonymous blogs because they're anonymous. If you don't have the guts to say what you believe and put your name in front of it, frankly, what's that worth? That's just what I feel. I don't count our chat room like that because I know everybody in our chat room. They use their real names. Maybe a couple exceptions, but we still know who they are because they tell us who they are. But one of the comments that came in there, he said, I can't believe Carl Bott is all of a sudden standing up for wants big government, big police forces, you know, blah, 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 you know, tax raises. And I thought, well, you know, that's a good point. I thought, well, that's not what I've said. I was there to, I was moderating this. And frankly, thank you so much, Redding. Thank you so much. Over 1,000, you know, who knows how many people showed up. 750 were in there, but hundreds are turned away. Who knows how many that just drove by and saw this just and didn't stop. For big government? No. For more taxation? No. For, NSA listening into our cell phone conversations? Absolutely not. They have overreached themselves in so many things. Let's think about, though, what government is supposed to do. Government is supposed to keep us safe. Public safety. So you get up to the national level, you've got the, you know, you've got, you know, national level problems and this and that. But one of the things is public safety and the borders. And they're not doing a good job at either. But you come down to the city and county, public safety and infrastructure becomes so, so important. So do I want big government? Do the majority of people really want big government or do they want efficient government? I don't want big government. I want efficient government. I want government that can do its job. It's, you know, it's lean. It's, you run it like a business, and that it does the job. And then you look at what are my priorities? Like in my house, what are my priorities? In my business, what are my priorities? And those priorities get the money. And then as we go down the line, this is how we pay everything else. Everybody gets paid. All the bills get paid. You know, the taxes get paid. All that gets paid. But you put it in a high, you know, you put it in a hierarchy. Well, that's what we have to do here in the city and the county is figure out where's the hierarchy. And if public safety is the linchpin here, then we need to put money in there. Do we need to raise taxes? I think we need to take a look at everything else out there. My feelings from the meeting Wednesday night is that people, and you see some of these comments, and if you listen to them out there, not so much in the comments as you did when if you listened to the questions and you saw what the people were agreeing on was being able to live your life without the fear of crime or being harassed or accosted. And if we don't have public safety, if we don't feel safe, then our society is going to start degrading until you have a primal society that takes care of themselves. And when they start taking care of themselves, when you get to that level, you don't have the nice, they have the art museums and you don't have the bridge and you don't have the beautiful, river walk and all this. Now people are in that point where they don't care about that. They only care about taking care of themselves, which when they ask the questions, from our experts up there, and they truthfully said, look, we have, you know, we don't have the capacity to go out and be everywhere. We never have, but now it's even less. So they said, you've got to take care of yourself. You've got to put, you know, you should put alarms on your houses. You should cut your brush, your hedges so people can see in, get a dog, security lights and all that. That's not the whole answer. The whole answer is, from our city and county leaders is to take a look at where our hierarchy of needs is and where the money is. And, you know, as I was talking with somebody yesterday, and you may not like this answer, if we spend $2.1 million on the library, maybe we should take a million of those dollars and shift it over to the police for a few years until we get this under control. Well, and then the library, you know, opens later. Maybe it's not open on the weekends. But there's $2.1 million that goes to the library. And then there's other amounts of money that go through the other parts of the city. Parks? Do we need a new park? I don't know. Do we need to cut the grass every week? Maybe not. How about money that goes into collecting how we collect the trash? How about that? The budget has gone up on the police department, yet we've got less people. Somewhere back there, and this is the other part too, is somewhere in the past, agreements have been made for whatever reason for the union agreements and part of whatever the city council and staff came up with. But we're spending more money now than we were before, and we've got less cops. And that's got to be addressed. And it should be addressed by our leadership. That's the other thing, my friends. There's enough people there last night Wednesday night to swing elections, to swing them in a big way. So what do we do to make ourselves safer? One of the things that has to be is have a place to put these people. 250, 300 could be arrested if you had a place and you took them off the streets from the time they're arrested to the time they go to court. Imagine that. You've taken 300 bad guys off the street and now you're holding them. And you can't, it's not the ones and you're not going to answer this by shipping them away from the jail. It's just not going to work. They can't. Sheriff Basinko explained that. He says, I can only ship so many out because the rest of them, most of these guys are being held for court. We need to hold them for court because it's serious, blah, blah, blah. We got 27 people in there for homicides, blah, blah, blah. We've got others that the other jails just won't take, like the guy who throws feces at everybody and, rolls around in it himself. Frankly, probably belongs in a mental ward, but he's down in the jail. He hasn't been shipped out already. But these are things that have to be done. The great thing about the people is that people are coming up with ideas and solutions, and this is where the ideas are going to come from. It's going to come out from civilians in many cases. The people that work in the police and in the county and the staffs, they're used to working in the bureaucracies. I'm not saying they're not outstanding people. They are, but they're used to working within that bureaucracy. We need an outside the box thinking. We need outside the box thinking and saying, how can we do this? Where is the idea for putting a temporary holding facility out there? How can we do that? You got Senator Ted Gaines coming into town here, next week or the week after, talking about, hey, we're going to try and get money for Shasta County to help with this, with the housing of prisoners. What's that mean? What's that mean, Ted? With the housing of prisoners? What are you going to do with them? You're going to ship them out? You're going to hold them at your house? What? Wherever you live? Are you going to do that? What's your plan? Here's the thing is, you can come in, and you can make your photo appearance there, Senator Gaines, and be there. So what's your plan to take care of this problem? We've got 400 or 500 that we need to put away because we don't have the room. What's your plan, Senator? And that's what we need, my friends. We need a plan. A plan that puts them out in a temporary holding facility that you can build. You can have it low impact, that you can get you can do modulars, and you can make it bigger or smaller. And after the end of 3 years, you can pull it away. A pilot program that Title 15 funds can pay for. Or if you want to raise taxes, maybe this is the way to do it, is you take that money and you build a temporary facility. And frankly, our city gets together, our politicians, our police, our district attorney, and we, the people, get together. We can push through anything, but we need a place to put them first, and that's where we have to concentrate on. All right, let's go on to insurance costs in California have erupted 22 to 88% growth since 2013. Wasn't Obamacare supposed to be cheaper? Wasn't it supposed to be able to help everybody? According to the insurance commissioner, that's not what's happening. Now, here's the thing. Are those numbers specious? Because the insurance commissioner is trying to pass through an initiative that really gives him a lot more power. And he's running for reelection. This is terrible. Oh, wait a minute. Are these numbers just happen to be found? Last thing, attacks on Border Patrol. We're going to talk about that when we get back. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460. It's going to be up to 104 today at 7:30, August the 1st. Good morning. Happy Friday.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas, local Reading chiropractor, and
Josie Salas Tynan, holistic health practitioner. Join us on the Positively Healthy Show, where twins talk health. Listen on the first, third, and fourth Saturdays of the month as we talk about health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. Streaming on KCNR1460.com from 10 to 11 a.m. We keep you up to date locally and globally. Find out how you can become positively healthy.
We rock!
Well, Bob, you are irresistible.
Oh, pure and simple.
Naturally the best.
We're Mount Shasta Springwater.
Hi, this is Erin.
And this is Bill.
We the People Radio is all about the whole story, all the stuff the mainstream media only covers in sound bites. Every Sunday morning, We the People Radio digs into the politics of public policy, communitarianism, land use, Agenda 21, smart growth, immigration, elections, veterans affairs, education, guns, mining, timber, water, and wolves.
You know, for over 3 years, we've spoken with famous and not so famous people from around the world who understand the principles of limited government, fiscal responsibility, and adherence to the Constitution.
Well, thanks, Bill. Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us for guest information and our extensive archives.
It's all about We the People here at We the People Radio every Sunday morning from 8 to 10 a.m. here on KCNR 1460 a.m.
Join Erin Ryan and Bill Cundiff this and every Sunday for a full 2 hours of in-depth discussion with the experts in their field. Things you won't hear in the mainstream media. We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Don't miss Crown Motors Blackout Sale going on now. We're reducing inventory with huge discounts on every used car, truck, and SUV in stock. These prices are for retail customers only. No dealers will be allowed. Over 200 clean, quality used cars ready to sell. Six cars at or below $69.88 while they last. Six finance officers will be on duty to assist with any credit challenges. Crown Motors Blackout Sale on now. Stop in today to Crown Motors.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange has always believed that peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store with locations in Reading, Chico, Corning, and we're happy to announce the reopening of our store in the Holiday Shopping Center in Palisadro. To celebrate this, we're giving away a free personal stainless steel water filter bottle, a $32 value, with the purchase of a 200-serving emergency food bucket while supplies last. These are a convenient and versatile food storage product. Just add hot water for quick meals at home or grab it and go if you have to evacuate. And don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And once again, in Palisadro at the Holiday Market Center. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Another day in paradise. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindebach. It is 7:33 in the morning. 605-4567 is our phone number. Give me a call. If you were there at the town hall, what's your takeaway on this? 605-4567, or from what you've read about it, what's your takeaway on what happened on Wednesday? We're running live on KCNR1460.com also, and the almost all of the town hall meeting is on our archives. We just go to the front page and click on it, get that. 78 degrees today, going up to 104. And this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading. They specialize in estate jewelry, but they have splendid examples of all other types of jewelry, loose stones, all of it, right here in Reading at 2225 Hilltop Drive, right across from Sierra Gibbs. Bike Patrol. The Bike Patrol went out, as promised by Chief Paletti, and already the feedback on it has been great. You know, the they went and found a they were as they were going by one of the businesses, businessmen flagged them down and said, "Hey, look, we have this van," and there was a van. You would think it's an abandoned van. And the sergeant that's in charge of the bicycle patrol said they opened up the van because it was, didn't have tires or anything. And people have been living in there. And he said, when we opened it up, he says, I'm not even going to tell you what we found in there. So, it was just disgusting. But it's being used in there as kind of a focal point for people to go in there and then start stealing things from the businesses around there. So they got a hold of the owner of the van who said, I'll have it towed immediately. And they said, fine, or we'll tow it. You know, frankly, I think when you find things like that abandoned, you give the owner a call and say, hey, here's where you can find it. And you tow it right then. You drag it up. You put it on a. I'm not talking about one with wheels and drivable. I'm talking about something like that. Just pick it up, call the guy as it's being transported to someplace, and you drop it off, and then you start charging them. Say, here, you can come get it. Same things for and other ideas in for businesses out there too. You've got a place, and it's privately held land from people that don't live here, and people are using it for nefarious purposes. There should be a letter from the city attorney saying, we're going to charge you $1,000 a day if you don't clean up your property, starting next Monday. And let them go from there and see how fast they get it cleaned up, because otherwise, then now we've got another piece of property because they won't pay it, and then we just take it. Eminent domain does work sometimes. Not that I'm for that either. Okay, tax rates and, along the border. Reports from the border are mounting dangers down there from brazen attacks by Mexican gangs, drug cartels, and human traffickers along the Texas border. A new Border Patrol sector assessment report by the Texas Department of Public Safety said their police officers were wounded. They've had wounded during a lengthy standoff with gang members wanted for murder, and a game warden was attacked and nearly killed trying to seize a raft used by illegals. They're getting fired on by automatic weapons. It's continuous. Gang activity along the border had 20 gang-related attacks on the Texas officials. Lots of arrest. The border gang activity for the stated period includes arrest on 15 criminal charges, 4 fugitive arrests, and 1 death. Marijuana and prescription pills were seized during the incidents. You've got, I can't even get into these names of these borders, but it's the Aztecas, Southside Watts, Cervantes 13, Bloods, Vario Northeast, Latin Kings, and this goes on and on and on. Drug smugglers carrying millions of dollars worth of cocaine, meth, and marijuana. All this coming across the border. So, it's not poor little 5-year-old kids that come across the border. Because if the border's this porous, then other things are coming across. And here's the beauty of this. I saw an argument yesterday saying, well, there's less people coming across the border now than it was in 2000. And they used as their statistics, and they had all their statistics there, was because we arrest less. In 2000, we arrested 1.4 million. Last year, we only arrested 405,000. Really? And so that means there's less people crossing the border. How about this? Let me give another idea. How about this one? How about we're arresting less people, we're letting them through? Could that be that we don't have as many people on the border and that they're just coming across and we're arresting less of them because of the Dream Act, Border Patrol has been ordered back away from the border because they don't want to have incidents where the Border Patrol actually has to return fire because, that's bad. So maybe that's your statistic. And in 2000, you had, Clinton, and then you had Bush, and you had a border that was at least they were doing something. So maybe that's the reason that President Obama, with his Dream Act and his pulling back from our border defenses, is causing this, and not because there's less people coming. How about that? Postulate that one. The other thing, too, is they're talking about is President Obama is going to do something. He's going to issue another executive order after the summer. And what people are saying is that this order could be an executive order that grants amnesty. I'm sorry, not amnesty, but work permits for 12 million people that are here illegally. Can you imagine that? That you've just completely bypassed the whole system. The whole system. Congress, Senate, Constitution, any of these things. And can he do this? Can he issue, literally issue an executive order that grants work permits to everybody here illegally? Now, and I'm not saying he's granting amnesty, but he's granting work permits, which, of course, is a huge step that our representatives should be at least involved in. But he uses as an excuse, oh, they won't do anything. Well, he had his chance, you know, several years ago. And now you've got a president whose popularity, whose approval rating, not popularity, but his approval rating, even from Democrats, is tanked. It's tanked. 39%. 39%. And in his handling of the border issue and the Middle East, it's down like 31%. So, you know, and I can't figure out who the 31% are. You know, maybe it's just, you know, they do these phone calls. Maybe they call the White House and say, hey, what do you think? Oh, we think it's pretty good. But so you've got a president who's just, I mean, he's plummeting in not his approval rate, but his approval rate. How's he running the country? The idea of this idea of, oh, let's impeach him. Nah, you don't have to impeach him. And I'll tell you why. He's destroying himself. His decisions are non-decisions he's making. John Kerry upset with the Israelis for protecting themselves. You got to be kidding me. Oh no, let's go into a ceasefire. So the Israelis did. Okay. We'll go into a ceasefire. That lasted about 4 hours and Hamas started shooting again and they captured it. Looks like they may have even captured or kidnapped an Israeli soldier. This is all during the ceasefire, the truce. So. And yet we seem to be, Kerry is open mic'd about how Israeli is the bad guys in this. So you've got all of these things are happening. I would not impeach this man. You don't have to. You just let him continue to walk down the line here. And when he does this thing, you know, having a lawsuit against him for not following the law, that, you know, okay, I could go for that. He's just bypassing Congress and he's just changing the laws as he wishes. And is that rules for a lawsuit? I don't know. I'm not a lawyer. But the idea of impeachment is it's a waste of time. It's a money raiser for the Democrats. And trust me, even if you impeached him, it's not going to make it out of the Senate. And even the lawsuit's never going to – not while he's in office. They'll just keep fighting it out till he's gone. Anyway, bottom line is this. The country has got all of these things going. To waste your time and spin your wheels on impeachment proceedings, which, you know, what are you going to prove, that he's incompetent? Well, he's doing that himself. All right, we'll be right back after these messages. Carl in the Bot, KCNR, 1460.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
It's the Back to School Resource Expo at the Mount Shasta Mall, August 9th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Featuring programs for children, including sports, drama, robotics, martial arts, voice, dance, art, gymnastics, tutoring, and 4-H, fashion tips, makeup options, hair braiding bar, nutrition, health, and exercise programs, so much more. Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me as we broadcast live from Center Court at 12 o'clock noon on August 9th. We'll have fun giveaways from Sephora, Zoe's Travel, Turtle Bay Family Passes, and an appearance by CHP's Chipper, and the best back-to-school tips. Then head on over to the back-to-school fashion show at 1 o'clock in front of Macy's. It's the Back-to-School Resource Expo August 9th at the Mount Shasta Mall from 10 to 6 p.m. See you there.
Better health means better business. Adamson's Peak Performance now offers businesses a variety of services aimed at making your employees healthier, fitter, and more productive. Our corporate wellness services include corporate membership rates, group personal training, discount personal training rates, fitness lectures and motivational talks, as well as customized corporate wellness plans. To schedule a corporate wellness consultation with Eric or to learn more, call us at 221-8006 or visit AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com.
Hi, this is Patrick Wallner from Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, your Barefoot Plumber. Let's talk about water conservation for a moment. We are all blessed to live in such a beautiful and bountiful area of California. If your home was built before the early 1990s, chances are that many of your water-using fixtures in your home do not meet today's strict water-conserving codes or standards. Give us a call at 223-5622 or look us up online at www.wallnerplumbing.com to discuss your water usage and simple ways to help conserve this precious resource.
Look for Wallner online or in the Smart Yellow Pages.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
It's the final countdown. The final countdown.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl in the butt. Oh, yeah. You know, sometimes life is, just life is life here. Congressman Doug Lemoff will give us a call at 8 o'clock this morning. We're going to talk to him about, there are so many things to talk about. I hope he's got a couple of days. We talk about our homeless and what's going on with our homeless here. And we've got one of the candidate for governor here. The Republican went, he said he went, he spent a week living as a homeless person in Fresno. Neil Kashkari, and a millionaire, former Goldman Sachs banker, released a short documentary about the 6 nights he spent sleeping in parking lots and on park benches and wrote about his experience. He hoped to find work and stay in low-priced motels. He was turned away from dozens of businesses when he offered to wash dishes, sweep floors, pack boxes, and cook meals. Maybe he was underqualified. Maybe. So when's the last time have you ever done this before? Well, no, I've been a millionaire banker and I was in charge of giving away billions and billions, hundreds of billions of dollars during when we reset things under the Bush administration and I can give away money. So could he walk in here right now and say, hey, I'd like to work here. I'd like to sweep up and all those things. Would I hire somebody off the street? That's a good point. Probably not, but it depends on what he looks like. I don't know, did he get himself all dirty and all that? Did he? Anyway, he ends up in a homeless shelter where fed, I should say. Okay. We talked about things that are going on in the world with the Middle East. What else can happen in the Middle East? We can have with what's going on in with Hamas, what's going on in Libya, what's going on in Syria, what's going on in Egypt. Now, we did get some other good news here. It says here we have a grant that would help keep our air service, SkyWest, to bring small jets to Reading. Airport manager Rod Denger says the city has applied for a $450,000 U.S. Department Small Community Airlines grant to help SkyWest Airlines defray the cost of replacing its 30-seat turboprops with a 50-seat regional jet. It would still just go to San Francisco. Too bad it couldn't go further, like to L.A. Would that be great? But anyway, it's at least a start. It's at least a start for it. And that we can keep things going that way. You know, other things going on in the world, that makes you wonder about how it affects us here. when you look at what's happening at the border, one of the questions was, is illegals coming across the border a big problem in Redding? And does the sheriff arrest these people, and does he turn them over to ICE? And the answer to that is, yeah, we arrest them, and they call ICE, and he said, is there a warrant out for them? And if the answer is no, ICE won't take them, even though they're here legally. Nope, unless there's a warrant for them, we won't take them. So now we've got them in our jail, or we just turn them loose. Another thing going on like that. Other things that we, you know, that came up at the meeting the other night on with the town hall. The probation officer, in talking on having how the money is being spent and what they do with the 109ers that come back, that how they put them through a number of rehabilitation programs. And rehabilitation is the new watchword in the criminal justice system, of course. When you start talking, and when we went to San Quentin, they were talking, they had 93 rehabilitative programs for the prisoners with 3,000 volunteers, ranging from, of course, education and being able to get your college degree, your divinity degree, to yoga and everything in between. And why was this important? Well, the idea is that the more of these programs they could get through, the better chance they have of being paroled. And, of course, being paroled is different than being on probation, but being paroled from the prison. And the biggest thing that they had, if they're looking at the prison at San Quentin to get paroled, is do you have a place to go to in a supportive, like a support network? Do you have a place to go to if we release you? Not if you had a job, but do you have a place to go to? And I think that's part of the thing that we've got around here. We've got, you know what, can we say thousands or hundreds and hundreds of homeless and transients and in the Redding area. And they go out to all these different places. They're camping out there. They're by the river. They're everywhere. And they continue to, as they sweep through here and clean up the areas, they move to another area, they come back to the first area, and we continue to go. This is a cycle that doesn't seem to stop. Where is the other part of this whole thing is to solve the homeless problem. And how do you solve the homeless problem? This is so far beyond. You've got Good News Rescue Mission. You're talking about a daycare center or a day resource center for homeless. Where else are you going to do? What other ideas do you have for this? What other ideas are there for taking care of the homeless, for taking care of those or to assist them in this? There's other programs they talked about is people that are just stuck here. Can we ship them home? And this got a big rise out of the audience the other day. Yes, we can ship them home. We could, in fact, people would take up a collection right there. We could have made a few thousand dollars right there to be able to, if a person is stuck here in Redding because they don't have any money, to give them a bus ticket home and food, and I think food vouchers to get them out of here. And how many of that is there? And they're talking about also, and the chief is going, we're reaching out to see who these people are. And at the same time, you've got the social services reaching out to see who they are. One of the biggest problems, however, and we've talked about this over and over and over again, is the mental problems we have with the people out there on the street. I don't know, Savannah, when you see people out, do you see a percentage of people that are acting, that obviously have mentally, or they're mentally ill?
Yeah,
when you're out there,
I see quite a few.
And because what part of, you get around the city, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so when you see them, what kind of actions are they talking to themselves, or is it is it so blatantly obvious that you know there's something wrong here?
Yeah, I would say it's pretty blatantly obvious.
So I mean, in walking the streets because they're not on their meds, because a lot of them, I guess, they have meds that would control this, but. Would you say the percentage that you see on the streets is, 30%, 40% of the ones that are homeless or transients are out there?
Yeah. I've had my fair share of run-ins with homeless people, and I see a lot of them that have, mental disorders, actually probably majority of them, if I'm honest about it. And
you say run-ins, what do you mean? First of all, Savannah is 5'7"?
5'7", 25 years old.
Yeah. And so, you're not an aggressive looking person, but you're physically fit. So when you say you have run-ins with them, what do you mean by that? Okay, we got the phone ringing, so Savannah's going to go to the phone. But other things, you know, talking about the problem is that Reading makes homeless life too easy. This comes in from one of our chat room. Go to Hayfort, where there are no services, no mission, and they have no problem. Well, that's one of the things that was said. If you are in the you're in the city hall, and you do not or the city county or the county seat, you've got a lot more problems than you do in Hayfork and other places because we have the programs. Let's go to the phones. Ruth, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Carl. You know, you're interviewing Savannah, and I was listening to that, so I didn't want to interrupt that because she's a young girl and interacting with some of these folks. And what I think is important that people understand is that if someone's on meth, that they give the impression of mental illness when they are actually, you know, on their drug. And although it's pretty scary, they're not exactly what I would call mentally ill. I would call them addicted. And I saw it yesterday when I was walking the trail. Some guy passed me. I have two big dogs. Some guy passed me screaming his head off, yelling, and you know, pretty frightening for a woman alone on the trail. But I have my two dogs. But I had to prepare my dogs for this guy coming at me, screaming and yelling. And I just want to make sure that people understand that a lot of these guys are dangerous, and that you have to kind of steer clear of them, and because of their drugs. But, you know, I'll take my answer off the air, and I was interested in hearing Savannah finish her conversation, because I think it's important that people and that Chief Bloody and that other people know that, you know, you may not call in for some guy screaming and yelling going past you, but it is frightening. And that's what people, I think, are so upset about. They feel like we've lost control of our city.
Well, Ruth, I know you can take care of yourself, and and I don't mean that in a bad sense, but you had the two dogs with you.
Right.
If you were walking the trail by yourself, how would you have felt?
Well, if I was walking the trail by myself, I would have had, you know, I would have been very defensive. I'd have taken a defensive posture. I would have prepared for probably the worst. And, you know, as far as I'm concerned, I would have been prepared for no matter what this person did, because that's who I am, and I always take a defensive posture, even with my dogs. And there's times where they've tried to stop me to talk to my dogs, and I'm like, no, and I'm rude, and I'm all of those things, because I don't really want to get into a situation where I have to protect myself, so I am very cautious and very defensive. But it strikes me that, you know, sometimes when I'm walking with my friends and things like that, and we're passing it, how I don't pay attention to it, how I feel that I'm in numbers, so I don't really pay attention to what's going on around me. And that's probably a time where I should be paying a lot of attention, because, you know, women walking on the trail. But yesterday I did notice a couple of officers on bicycles, which thrilled me to no end. I really did. I mean, even though it was, you know, they're out there on Hilltop and that sort of thing, and in that area, I was just thrilled to see that, because it makes me feel good that they're out there and that they're trying to, you know, that they can see what the average person on the street is seeing, as opposed to being in the car and seeing these guys and kind of driving past them. It thrills me that they're on their bike.
And, you know, and businesses can stop them. They can stop a guy on a bike and just say, hey, look at this. And it's already been working. They've already picked, you know, they've already done a few things there. Hey, Ruth, be careful out there.
Thank you.
You bet. Savannah, going back to you. And so when you run into them like this, obviously the run-ins that you have, so it could be just they're methed up too. So
yeah, I see a lot of them that are on drugs as well. And honestly, like, me and my girlfriends, my roommates, we are aware. We don't go to places at nighttime, and if we walk certain places, we walk together. And so it's been, ever since probably moving up to Redding, California, it's been learning that I can't go every single place, or I can't hang out past
really?
A certain time of night.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's sad. You know, I just got an email from a friend. As a third-generation Shasta County resident, it's alarming to see and read that my county has become a cesspool. Put it to the voters, and I don't mean a half cent. Fund the project. You know, this is putting people, you know, this big jail. Tell them today you can defend yourself, but what happens when you can't? Or what lady uses our bike pass in the dawn or dusk by themselves? We got to take a break for the news. We come back. Doug Lemoff, Congressman Doug Lemoff. We'll be right back.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. U.S. health officials are warning Americans not to travel to three African countries hit by an outbreak of Ebola. Meanwhile, White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest said yesterday that two American missionaries who contracted Ebola in Liberia could be returned to the United States.
The State Department and the CDC are working to facilitate options for potential medevacs for U.S. patients, specifically American citizen humanitarian workers.
The travel advisory issued yesterday applied to non-essential travel to Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone. American employers have kept on hiring, continuing the surge into July by adding a solid 209,000 jobs.
That can be part-time or full-time, but still that's a historically low rate. Before the recession, we were up above 64%.
Tara Sinclair, an economics professor at George Washington University and economist for Indeed.com, says only 59% of working age Americans are now unemployed. Meanwhile, on Capitol Hill, the head of the Republican National Committee says the report should have been even better.
Reince Priebus says the jobs report wasn't good enough. In a statement, Priebus blamed Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, saying if he would allow the Democratic Senate to vote on the jobs bills passed by the Republican House, the jobs report would have been much better. Priebus also said that the latest report doesn't tell the whole story. He cited the millions of Americans who have dropped out of the workforce or just gave up looking.
That's SRN's Linda Kenyon. Congress has passed a landmark bill to help veterans avoid long waits for health care and fix other problems at the Department of Veterans Affairs.
It is a lot of money, but that is the cost of war, and that is what happens when millions of veterans come home and need the care that they are entitled to receive.
That's Senate Veterans Affairs Committee Chairman Bernie Sanders. On Wall Street right now, the Dow's down 34 points. This is SRN News.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now 1-800-299-2896. 1-800-299-2896. That's 1-800-299-2896.
Alpha Resources expects to lay off 1,100 workers at 11 West Virginia surface coal mines by mid-October, with the company citing dismal markets and federal regulations.
The company notified employees that it expects to idle mines and related facilities. Alpha says the mines produce about 75% thermal coal for power generation and 25% metallurgical coal for steel production. The company cited weak domestic and international coal markets and federal limits on carbon emissions from coal-fired power plants. Keith Peters, SRN News.
Chrysler says its U.S. sales rose almost 20% in July when compared to figures from a year ago. Its best performance for the month, in fact, in 9 years. The automaker said today that Jeep sales surged 41%. That's the best July performance for that brand ever. Chrysler Group LLC, now part of Fiat Chrysler Automobiles, said Ram pickup sales climbed by 14%. This is SRN News. Tropical storm warnings have been issued for Puerto Rico, the U.S., and British Islands, Virgin Islands, and other nearby islands. As Tropical Storm Bertha approaches the Caribbean. National Hurricane Center forecaster Lixian Avila says it will probably not be a very powerful storm.
We do not foresee anything in the near future. For sure, by the time the system crosses the island, the eastern Caribbean, northeastern Caribbean, we don't see any intensification.
Maximum sustained winds early today were about 45 miles an hour. Time for back to school shopping, but retail analyst Allison Paul of Deloitte says recent data breaches have a lot of customers wary.
Two-thirds of consumers said that they are concerned about protecting their data when they're shopping online, and about half said they're concerned about their personal data when they're shopping in the physical store. So definitely on consumers' minds this year.
Deloitte says parents plan to spend a little less on back-to-school shopping this year. More details at srnnews.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is taking care of things around the place today. She had On the Spot with Linda Bott last night. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. A lot of comments in there on the the crime problem and things going on, especially with the looking like they're going to start building the bullet train again. Let's start off, though, with our friends from Wells Fargo Advisors, Cameron Middleton. Good morning, Cameron.
Good morning, Carl. Markets are down slightly this morning following yesterday's slide in a negative session in Europe. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 57 points to 16,505. The NASDAQ is down 19 points to 4,350, and the S&P 500 is down is actually about flat at 1930. Oil is down 90 cents a barrel to 97.27. Gold is up $13.51 an ounce to $12.95. Silver is up 9 cents to $20.44 an ounce. And the 10-year Treasury yield is down slightly to 2.51%. Stocks announcing earnings recently are Chevron, which is down $1.56 a share to $127.68. Procter & Gamble is up $3.06 to $80.38 a share. And LinkedIn, the big winner today, up 18 points to 198.65. This has been your market update from Cameron Middleton at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Cameron, thanks a lot. I tell you what a great update that was. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday, and every one of them is an expert, every one of them. Come on and give a great update of what's happening on Wall Street, and it's so volatile out there. The market dropped so much yesterday. You know, you need somebody that's solid and steady there that you can talk to about what's going on. And the people from Wells Fargo Advisors are those steady, calm, ones you need to talk to. Give them a call at 243-7561, 243-7561, and then stop by their offices on Park Marina Drive. We're waiting for Congressman LaMalfa to call in, but you know what? Just kind of out of the blue, here comes Dr. Doug McConnell, my friend. Good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Thank you.
And you were one of the hundreds that tried to get in the other night.
That is correct. My wife and I went down there about 20 minutes early, we thought, you know, and expected to get in there. We already saw people walking away, but I was very impressed by the turnout, the enthusiasm, and the conduct of the meeting. And I actually came here to just congratulate you on moderating an eclectic group, multiple issues. But you did a wonderful job. And also I thought Chief Paletti and Tom Pashenko did a wonderful job of balancing occasionally contentious or questioning issues. But I felt, you know what, I left that meeting saying, you know, the city's in good hands, but now we, the citizens, need to basically become fully mobilized and focused and working with them. And I came away with a great appreciation of how their hands are tied by courts and rules and processes that basically defy common sense.
Well, you know, the point being was that when people found out about the 7 days.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
You know, people just completely shocked. And then the number of police we have on the street at any one time.
Right.
I mean, they're going, how many?
Yeah.
And I mean, So all of it. And frankly, it was the crowd had one thing in mind. We need to fix what's going on here. And if you listened earlier today, the answers are not going to come from inside the bureaucracy.
No, the word is we.
Yeah, we. We have to come up with ideas, and we've got to figure a way to make it happen and to give them the support or give them the impetus or the leadership to push it forward.
I agree. So, and I think that there was two ways of communication at this meeting. Basically, they were telling us what they had, but they also looked at that audience, and they saw the broad-based concern and support of
people are concerned
across all. Yeah, absolutely. It was a beginning of us as a community mobilizing, I'm hoping.
I hope so. Hey, speaking of somebody that's concerned about what's happening up here, Congressman Doug LaMalfa. Good morning, Congressman.
Hey, good morning, Carl. How are you?
Fine. I don't know if you've been told about what happened we had on Wednesday night at this town hall meeting, but, you know, standing room only, 750, 760 people, hundreds turned away.
Or for Chief Paletti's event there?
For that town hall meeting and concerning crime, and it's reached that point. We're in that perfect storm thanks to AB 109.
There it is right there. Thank AB 109, which we fought really hard against back when it was a vote in front of me in the state legislature. And Jim Nielsen has been battling, with his knowledge of the criminal justice system and the prison system. I mean, the roosters are coming home on this one here. So,
well, I tell you what, they're flying in too, and sorry. You know what? They're bringing their friends. Anyway, well, Congressman,
hunker down, folks. The Second Amendment is more important than ever.
Well, I commented earlier on this, and the feeling you're starting to get around here, because the questions were, how can we protect ourselves? Because it was obvious that we
don't. Carl, even I saw a blurb here. Even the gals on the TV show The View turned a corner. I think I didn't see the show. I don't watch that, but something along the lines. At least three of them were sitting there when they discussing how, you know, maybe it is important for women to be able to be armed in order to protect themselves. That's the View.
I saw that also, and I think you're absolutely correct.
I'm a believer in that, so it's for everybody, you know. But I think it's part of a responsible way to help be responsible for protecting their own home and family. Yeah. Because God bless our police officers and their forces. It's a little overwhelming what they've been subjected to by the state of California, where you have basically a governor and a legislative majority down there that are just inflicting this upon us, and they're not protecting our border either. And of the four states along the Mexican border, and this is a hot topic today, right now I'm just sitting off the House floor where this is being debated, of the measure we're going to take up a little bit later to limit the free flow of the president's executive order, the whole works, on the travesty we have in our border. So of the four border states, Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, and California, the other three seem to be taking steps, especially, Texas and their governor, Rick Perry. Arizona, I think New Mexico is getting there. But California is going to take a different view, it looks like. Jerry Brown, I guess, wants the funnel nozzle to run through California whatever's going to be happening with Central American folks getting the green light. But we can head that off with the legislation we're battling through here right today in the House. My understanding, the Senate has already gone home, and this, Carl, has been the bottleneck for anything we've been trying to do around here for most of my year and a half I've been here. Is Harry Reid right now has in his desk drawer 350-plus bills that the House has sent over to help with the economy. 40 of them are job bills. Many others are reforms to whether it's border, whether it's regulations, whether it's just things that need to be done on the body of work. So you hear all this stuff about do-nothing Congress. Well, call it the do-nothing Senate, because we're tired of being insulted by that. We're doing our job. We're putting things out there as per the belief system that our voters have sent us here for. And we're doing the best we can under the guise of the three-way government we have with the House, the Senate, and the White House. And so the voters of the country, in the way they voted, have given us this triad that we have here. We have a Republican-run House, Harry Reid runs the Senate, and who's in the White House. So let's get real about what's
what's happening
before
here.
Things start and stop here.
Hey, Congressman, we got to take a quick break, and then we'll come right back. The first thing, of course, we want to talk about is this, you know, this proposal or this threat on issuing all these work permits. That's one of the things we've heard that from executive order. Of course, there's just I want to also do a big follow up on what you found at the VA down in Oakland, because that was huge, and some other things that are going on. Our guest is Congressman Doug Lamoff, and this portion of the show is brought to you by the Back to School Resource Expo at Mount Shasta Mall from August 9th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., featuring all types of programs for children, including sports, drama, robotics, 4-H, fashion tips. Linda's going to be at the Center Court doing her show from 12 to 1, and then down to the fashion show at 1 p.m. in Macy's Court. The fashion show is just going to be outstanding. A lot of giveaways, everything there at Mount Shasta Mall, August the 9th. We'll be right back with Congressman Doug Lamoff.
Hey, not sure if you noticed this or not, but our city's population is changing. Thousands of violent felons have been released into our streets, and the time is now to learn how to protect yourself against assault and other life-threatening, forcible crimes. When you choose a firearms instruction company, demand the best NRA-certified instruction in the region. Demand NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. Professional instructors can make the difference between a positive training experience and, well, one that you're not so sure about. 999-1822 or visit us online at RatingCCW.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday, I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning, it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
He said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
Hey folks, you know where your swap and sell is? It's right here every Saturday morning with Ernie and Dave at 7 to 8 on KCNR.
Moving sales, estate sales, we just talk about everything. Swap and sell with Ernie and Dave is what you need to get your Saturday off to a great start. Entertainment for the whole family.
Almost.
Swap and sell every Saturday, 7 to 8.
Right here on KCNR.
Cornerstone Community Bank is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Summer Baseball. The value of local banking comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor. When you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. So the question is, how local are you? Visit bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank, as local as you.
Member FDIC.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bob. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Over 20 years of outstanding service in the North State here. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day for emergencies. And they do outstanding work on any maker model of your cooling system or heating systems. Give them a call, 221-2642. Check out their website at homecomfort.org. My guest is Congressman Doug Lamoff. I also have Dr. Did I say LaMalfa? I did say Congressman Doug LaMalfa and Dr. Doug McConnell. So I'm just totally confused on a Friday. Congressman, you were talking about the problems we were having along the border in the immigration. Can you just give us a quick one? I mean, they're talking about having another immigration bill come up.
Well, the House of Representatives has been hashing it out. Yesterday we were going to try to take it up, and we actually went back in and had what we call a family meeting with the Republican conference here. It was a spirited discussion here. You know, we didn't have the votes to do the bill as it was, and so we're doing how we're supposed to do. We're doing, I think, with the American public. We're having the debate. We're trying to make it better. And so overnight, Rules Committee and some of the members of that committee, the leadership, all hashed out some of the fine points that some of our members were having difficulty-wise and made it a better bill. And so there's going to be a DACA portion here, which means the deferred children, basically, where the president did that executive order to defer action on children coming across the border illegally. He did that in June of 2012, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
And so since then, it's turned on the green light, the big magnet to everybody in Central America that has thought about wanting to come to this country and done so illegally. You've seen the train loads, all
wow.
that.
You know, it's,
so,
you know,
well, now, because this is a little bit like AB 109 in a sense. We've had that, you have the action, and then there's a bit of a delay, and then the effect starts happening. Now it's really coming home to roost. The president's DACA order and AB 109 is really starting to hit our communities hard, as was demonstrated with the town hall the other night that you mentioned. So we're trying to correct that. We want to put a freeze on DACA, again, the Deferred Action for Children plan. So it was an executive order by the president only, and as well, we're putting in place in the main bill several points. First of all, allowing the states to put their National Guard on their respective borders. Governor Rick Perry's already taken the lead on that. It's going to cost Texas $12 million a month for the state of Texas to have to do what the federal government should be doing in defending our borders. So we're putting in the bill the type of reimbursements for the states that want to do that. Probably California, I don't know if we're going to get reimbursed or anything, because Jerry Brown is down there trying to curry favor and, again, have us be the focus of the funnel, I suppose. So that's what's being hashed right now. If you watch C-SPAN, you'd see the Democrats are on TV posturing about trying to get a Senate bill, the House version of the Senate amnesty bill through. So, you know, the word amnesty gets thrown around a lot. There is no chance that we in the House are going to do the Senate amnesty bill. Take that from the Speaker. Take it from me. It's not going to happen that way. We're going to do a responsible thing that respects the sovereignty of our borders and the type of things that are common sense and that average Americans that work hard and believe in our country and our Constitution would say that's about the right way to do it. So that's what we're going to do.
Congressman, does any bill that you all write start out with shut the border down? We will shut the border down and nobody will get across?
That becomes more of a, you know, a sanction type thing. And so we would see, like, you know, where we should be doing better sanctions with Iran, better sanctions with Russia. I mean, we could be doing things with the country of Mexico that if we wanted to go that far, and I think we need to be taking a serious look at our relationship with them. Yeah. You know, they're letting all this illegal immigration happen from their own residents. Now they're letting the train loads go through from Central American countries that the right people get paid off. They won't give us our Marine back, and the inaction by our California delegation of Democrats that went down there from our state legislature and didn't even ask the question. When our governor was down there, didn't ask the question. When our president was down there, didn't ask the question. And those are, you know, it's our executive branch that has those negotiations, discussions with foreign dignitaries. You know, we have committees, members of that have foreign relations in the House here, but the original power, you know, once the bill is law or once the funding's there, whatever, the law enforcement lies with the executive branch. The president should be fighting to get this Marine back. Instead, he's importing a whole bunch of illegals that purport to be kids, which actually a lot of them are in their late teens, gang members, and you have other people drifting through in the crowd there. So it's a travesty what's going on our border.
You know, one of the things, Dr. Doug McConnell's here and also, but This just shows how bad the situation is.
Yeah.
And doctor, real quickly, tell people what's going on here.
Well, more locally, what you're describing, Congressman, and thanks for your work back there, is a green light at the border, as you described it. But I'm going to tell you about a red light right here in our own county. There's a single specialist in kidney disease and critical care, board certified both places, completed his residency training in the United States from a foreign country, a superb physician and currently a senior medical staff officer at SRMC. But INS is trying to deport him because his visa issue and the type of visa he was here in and trained is not quite correct. And I went through a series of letters 3 years ago. He's now back up and he's hitting the wall, and I'm going to be contacting your office in the near term.
Okay, please do.
But he's the only critical care specialist kidney doctor in five counties for Northern California. That's bigger than the landmass of Massachusetts, Vermont, and New Hampshire combined. The only
Believe
physician.
Me, I know how big those counties are.
Well, thank you. I'm sure you do. You probably wore a lot of miles on that. But here's the he's the only guy less than 65. The others are there's about three others who are soon to retire, perhaps. And our government, the same government that's opening up the southern border, is actually actively trying to push him to return to his home country, work for 3 years, and then reapply. And he's the only guy we got. And, you know, with rural health care of quality is difficult in this country. So
here's a perfect example, Congressman,
down.
Of letting gang members in and throwing physicians out.
Yep.
What? There's something wrong here.
Well, the type of, you know, immigration or work permits or visas or whatever that we're talking about would be that sort of thing where, you know, we used to have a good legal process back in the day where people are screened whether for criminality or what they can bring to the country. You know, the world has, what is it, approaching 7 billion people? And the policies of this administration and the Dems arguing right now on the floor on the other side of the aisle, I guess they want to take a eraser to the border and say, well, first let's bring everybody from Guatemala and Honduras and El Salvador and let them get in our school system and on our medical system and everything else. I mean, you know, we have a compassion, yes, but there's a practical amount of what a nation and its economy that's being stunted by the same administration of what it can handle. And so when we're done with those three countries, are we going to say, well, we'd extend it to the entirety of Asia? Where does it go from here? There's not the respect for doing it our way, our process, as most Americans actually see fit. It's this administration now is beyond the next election for itself, and I guess they maybe don't seem to mind torpedoing elections to the House and the Senate by having such extreme examples of
international
policy.
Are you finding that the Democrats there are just like they're appalled? I mean, y'all talk to each other. You kind of get together, maybe have a beer. I don't know how much, but do you get the
feel? They grumble a little bit behind the scenes. There's a little bit more of that happening, but all you'd have to do is watch C-SPAN for 10 minutes right now and see that they're still posturing about an amnesty bill that is basically the equivalent of the Senate one that was just hashed together. And they'll say, oh, it's bipartisan because we had a handful of Republican senators that got, I think, a little squishy on it. Months and months ago when the thing was passed, thinking we had to do something. But, you know, I guess in their defense, they'd say, well, it's not the final bill because it would go to the House, and then after that it would go to a conference committee where you'd hash out some of the problems in it. But still, it isn't really wise to send a bad vehicle out of either body that you may not have a chance to put a stop to. Because, you know, I mean, if it came over here and somehow the House had passed it, then those senators' names would be on that bill, too.
Yeah.
As is.
Wow.
But, you know, for the Dems, some of them are grumbling. Some of them don't want the president to show up to his district. But you know, you look at the main core of them, they don't have to worry about their election. You know, they'll come from inner cities and the urban areas and like that. They're still out there just flailing away, saying this stuff. And I don't see how that rhetoric is good for the nation at all.
Well, just look at any poll, and you can see how the people feel about this. What's going on the border, and my God, on the Middle East. The immigration thing has taken over such a huge, taken over. You know, people are just appalled at what's happening. I mean, they're 70% against the president's proposal. 70%. I mean, when's the last time you saw that? So
it's becoming. Well, people, when they start paying attention, they do start to become galvanized on what they see as the threats to their job, to their family, their nation, their border, whatever it is. And Obamacare kind of drove that when people would see that happen. That's what started the Tea Party movement, was the overreach by government starting in, you know, early 2009 when this new administration came in. Mm-hmm. That's what drove it.
Yes.
Normal folks that just probably hadn't been as politically active, maybe they, you know, voted most of the time and such, but they didn't like politics. They don't want to be part of it. Well, they do care about the Constitution and the basic cornerstones of the founding of this nation, you know, property rights,
we do
whatever
care.
It is.
People do
and
care.
So that does touch it off. This issue has touched off more people. You have the black community in Chicago is very angry about the president actually deferring and giving aid and comfort to those coming across the border instead of helping people in the inner city. So when you start getting folks like that turning against this, like, you've really done something. But the president, I think, feels impervious. He doesn't have to stand for election. He's spending a lot of time on the golf course and a lot of time in that blasted airplane going around raising money at our expense. And I hope people pay attention to the full spectrum and facet of what's going on with this, because I think it's unprecedented with the disrespect for the Constitution, the usurpation of power by the executive branch only above what the congressional is supposed to be. We're supposed to be the ones that start legislation, pass it, send it to the president. So like Obamacare, for example, when he's just by the pen and the phone method, changing what Obamacare means, which needs to be changed, but he can't do that executively. There has to be a process by which it runs through the Congress.
Yeah. Hey, do we have you for a few more minutes?
Sure. Let me step out here and take a look at things. We're going to have a vote any second.
We're good. We're going to take a quick.
You got a break?
Yeah, we're going to take a quick break because I want to talk to you about the VA.
Okay.
And what's going on with that. Okay. Carl and DeBott, KCNR 1460, is a portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Espresso Joe's, discounts for veterans, the lowest tobacco prices in town, all at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back with Congressman Doug Amalfa.
Experience Lake Shasta like never before with a houseboat from Holiday Harbor. A houseboat is a fun and affordable way to relax with family and friends. Holiday Harbor has something for everyone, from personal watercraft to paddle boards, ski boats to towables, and so much more. Already have a boat? Bring it out and leave it in one of the Holiday Harbor slips. Food, supplies, or a little marine repair? Holiday Harbor has it. Staycation on the lake with Holiday Harbor. Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina, 238-2383 or lakeshasta.com.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
At Pulse Urgent Care, their goal is to get you in and out quickly. Pulse Urgent Care is open 7 days a week in their newly expanded facility from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m., providing care for the entire family, from infants to great-grandparents. If you suffer from allergies, visit newly expanded Pulse Urgent Care today for short-term allergy relief. For more information, call 722-1111 or walk in to Pulse Urgent Care on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart in Reading. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Hi, I'm Kayla, and they call me the Mouse.
And I'm Red, they call me the Bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in every Saturday to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic.
So catch us from 8 to 9 Saturday mornings on KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame, I'm proud of where I came from.
This is
is Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane Society. The heat is upon us, and I wanted to remind everyone of how hot it can get in a car or the back of a pickup for our pets. If you see any unattended animals in cars in the heat, please call Haven Humane Animal Regulations at 241-2550 so we can help.
Captain Eric Lawrence needed help after a paralyzing injury in Afghanistan.
VBA helped me write my resume, got me a job interview. I got the job.
To learn more, visit PVA.org, a public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Red and Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Red and Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Red and Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends down at Crown Motors. I'm sorry, Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time, discounts for veterans and seniors, and of course, Man's Last Stronghold. All of this at Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue. Our guest, Congressman Doug LaMalfa. Congressman, welcome back.
Good to have you. So I think Dr. McConnell, did he get his question asked yet there? So,
yeah, no, he was just telling, you know, he was telling us, I'm sorry, Doug, why don't you hop in?
No, actually, it was more of a statement about how upside down immigration is, where you use the green light at the border. And I was talking about a red light here in Shasta County. And because our doctor's played by the rules. He's here legally with a visa and has gone through the hoops and has been here for 12 years as a practitioner and gotten various visas for finished training. But the point is
been here 12 years, but the clock's running out on his ability to stay, right?
Well, he already had to return to India once and come back here. And his three kids are American citizens. All the point is that he is an individual that America needs, particularly we're about to talk about the VA and the bill that recently passed. They talked about hiring thousands of doctors. I have no idea who these people are and what offices they're sitting in where they have all this free time you're going to find, because it sounds great in a bill, but there aren't these doctors swimming around America with nothing to do. In fact, it's a declining breed and specialty at the moment. But
the Affordable Care Act's taking all the fun out of being a doctor.
Absolutely. They're retiring by the droves, and I'm one of them.
And if you looked at retired?
Well, I'm 16. Soon.
Okay.
Soon, yeah.
But you know,
I love what I do.
And we just hear in California that the rates have gone up 22% to 88% for insurance rate, health insurance rates. Anyway, okay, Doug, let me move over here because I'm starting to get questions here about the VA. Oh, good. Let's talk about the VA. Day 10, and this is somebody from the chat room, of the Inspector General's review of Oakland, and it lifts off today or something?
It's what?
It said it lifts off today, the office of the inspector general in the VA fiasco in Oakland.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's actually really exciting here. I sat in on the Veterans Committee here. Chairman Miller allowed me to do that about 3 weeks ago now. It was a late night session. The committee started about 7:30, went till 1 a.m. here, Washington time. So, but we had VA officials there, Allison Hickey and some of her assistants, and then Inspector General folks, and then some of the whistleblowers there were on the first panel, so it was fascinating. I got to ask questions on that and bringing it back to the Oakland situation. So I spoke with the Inspector General afterward, their representatives, and we have actually got them lined up, with assistance from others, too, to undertake this review. I don't know if you can call it investigation because they're technical terms, but certainly they're reviewing the heck out of Oakland right now. Today is day 10 of it. It's going to be two solid weeks so far of I like to call it a colonoscopy that these guys need down there.
Yes.
And they're finding all sorts of, the things we suspected, and they've been kind of layering over there. It seems to be all coming to the surface here. And it'll take a while for them to get their full report out, but they're talking to everybody. There's people that are on the bad guy side are very uncomfortable and very angry about this. So we're getting that back, that the right thing is happening there. So we're very excited about this being cleaned up, and they have new management out there that we have high hopes for on taking over Oakland's operations. So I'm going to be optimistic that when this all comes out, And it isn't just Oakland. It's Philadelphia. It's many others. You heard about the Arizona on the health side. Oakland is the benefit side of it here. That we're going to take a pretty giant leap towards what we need to do. But it won't be one bill. It won't happen in 1 year. It would probably take 2 years to get through the backlog here. But we want to get the folks that have been waiting the longest, kind of front loaded. We got to do it all. As the doctor says, it's going to be a real challenge to get, because at the bottom line, it isn't the administration part. It's veterans seeing the doctor, getting the health care they need, and that's what we want to get where the rubber meets the road. And so the wait time needs to be reduced. I mean, you hear fancy numbers about how the wait time's gone down dramatically already, but we know of cases where it's still years old. They're still finding files. So they do have to get through that. And if they want to set the course in the right direction, okay, we can accept that we have a mess. Just like we have a border mess created by this DACA thing in 2012, we have to accept where the mess is now and start doing the things that are going to really catch up to rectify it. And so this is the baseline that we're starting from. I think our chairman, Jeff Miller, has done a great job of grabbing this thing. And we've talked to him for a year about this, too, on what we know about Oakland. And so he sees this and had the hearings, and now the inspector general is finding the things that we've suspected and what our folks have been telling us inside all the time, and it's coming out. So that should be a good, that should buoy our veterans up and down Northern California that have the Oakland Regional as their home base for
terms. Yeah, well, absolutely. You know, we're having problems. You know, one of the things we had here at our local VA, and I talked to them, was they had a backlog. But so what did they do? Is they brought in some of the experts from around here, specialists from around here, who are in there now doing colonoscopies and this, and to catch that up
locally,
and it's working. It's working well. We have a good VA clinic here, but you know they're trying to get in front of it too. But I think this part about being able to fire senior executives and high ranking people that are destroying the system, is that going to go through too?
It's in there now. What's one of more immediate concern is getting vets treated here. So in the legislation we just passed, veterans can have the option of seeking private care under a couple different circumstances. If they live more than 40 miles from the nearest VA facility, or if they have an appointment, a health care appointment that's more than 30 days old, this legislation is designed to be able to say, you know what, I'm not going to go all the way to a clinic far away or have to wait more than... This is the catch-up mode here.
Well,
so,
okay.
For 30 days, and then if they have to get something that is more specialized and it's not available at a community-based clinic, then such as something more major like heart surgery, if that's not within 20 miles of their residence, they can seek private physician care. So
that's quite
we haven't fixed Obamacare yet, so there might be some still existing private physicians. I mean, this is a mess just created by voters making a bad choice in an election. I mean, that's really what it boils down to. We're doing the best we can to push this back.
Congressman, locally, we have veterans that have to wait for a bus ride all the way to Sacramento to get specialized cardiac tests because they're not offered by the local community clinic. And if there's no
seats... The intent of this bill is to have them not have to go through that.
And that's wonderful.
Because
that's
private care, especially on that specialized stuff. They don't have to wait for the bus.
Well, they live
near a long ride. And,
yeah, it has to do with specialized testing, which isn't available in community clinics. So I'm glad to hear that was addressed. That makes sense to us because we've had guys that there's no room on Tuesday's bus.
And if in practice later we find there's holes in that, then we need to know that so that we can keep the push on.
Sure.
And, you know, if legislation is required, you know, heck, if we get the president to sign an executive order to help on this
I'm a veteran and a physician and trained for probably 10 years in the VAs from UCLA in our rotation. So I'm familiar with a lot of that, as are most doctors, because the VA has been an excellent part of the healthcare education piece of American medical care.
Congressman, okay.
That's not to say that a lot of guys and gals aren't getting great service. We can't forget that. There's a lot of great people that are, you know, helping get their benefits determined, and they've, like in the Oakland situation, it's unconscionable for them. That's why they finally come forward and tell us. It's just they haven't had a lot of congressional offices that have really listened to them for very long. And we've been determined that we're going to get to the bottom of it and then uphold their courage to come forward and be a whistleblower.
But I'll have a quick question for you, though. Where was the VA Inspector General prior to the whistleblowers?
Isn't that their job?
The inspector general that handled this haven't been here before. There's different divisions. I guess there's a criminal division and what have you, and so it's a bureaucracy in of itself. But we've gotten the right ones to come look because they're on day 10 again.
It's my understanding that
that place over. So.
It's my understanding the executive branch that the inspector generals are actually under the authority of the secretary of that department. So in other words, the inspector general of the VA actually reports to the secretary of Veteran Affairs in the bureaucracy. So it's a little bit
there is some separation of that in the mechanics of how much they answer to the secretary versus answering to Congress or the administration is, you know, there needs to be an independence because if they're all having lunch with each other, well, you're probably not going to get a great great outcome.
That's my point, and it took whistleblowers to open up that can of worms.
It did, and so we have an inspector general group based in San Diego that has made the trip up here, and we haven't seen the whole tip. We're only seeing the tip of the iceberg so far.
Okay.
There's going to be other things come out of this, and we have to wait for the report, and I'm not at liberty to talk too much about what they're finding, but be encouraged, folks, because, you know, I think the bad actors are on the run, and we're not going to let up until we know that all the bad actors have been scrutinized. And some should be prosecuted, okay?
You know, I think important, Congressman, people need to know this, is that you've got staff around here that got their teeth into this months ago and pursued it like pit bulls. To go down there and start.
Yes, sir.
And these are your local staff here, and they were listening. They listened to the veterans that were having problems, and they started researching it. And this is one of the things that we knew about this, the problems they were having well before that Phoenix fiasco broke. And, but I think that broke the dam, and then everybody came out and said, hey, well, you know what? That's not the only place we're having problems. So, you know, kudos to your staff here.
We have a lot of things in our jobs that we have to do as staff members, or me as the member here, and so we have to divide up our time in a lot of different ways. But we've made this a priority because the veterans are amongst the best of us, and they served honorably. They've been promised that if they did so, certain things would happen for them, and they need that. And they're coming home. They've been coming home, obviously, for generations. You know, back to our World War II vets that are still around. And so we owe it to them, and I feel that obligation. And, you know, Carl, you've certainly been a prompter for me to stay on it as well, and I appreciate that.
I'm not afraid to say things.
Yeah, I haven't known you to be too bad.
Yeah, he's not bashful.
Do we have you for a few more minutes so you can tell us what the next things are coming up that you think?
Sure. Let me check out and check the vote.
Okay, you check that, and I'm going to do a spot for the Second Amendment and Bastiani Arms. You know what?
Okay.
We love that. Okay. We'll be right back with Congressman Doug LaMalfa, but this portion of the show is brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur. You know what? In the town hall meeting, they said, you've got to be able to protect yourself. Well, take that to heart, my friends, and head on down to John Bastiani and his people down there. Guns, ammo, great prices, super, super customer service. You know, you don't need a machine gun to defend your home, but you should be able to defend yourself. If the girls on The View say that maybe it's time that you have a weapon in your house, a firearm in your house to protect yourself, it's time. Give them a call at 222-8222, or that's 222-8222, or head on down again to 2539 Larkspur. John Bastiani is where I buy my guns. We'll be right back.
Big League Greens is proud to support the Redding Colt 45s, and they're grateful for the support the community has shown them over the last 10 years. Come and join Big League Greens for a week-long celebration as they say thank you for their first 10 years, July 28th through August 3rd. They're looking forward to you joining them for the next 10. New leagues are forming now for softball, indoor soccer, inline hockey, volleyball, and baseball. For more information, call 223-1177, extension 105, or check them out online at bigleaguedreams.com.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Analog Living in a Digital World. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to 1 to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to 1 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Bark and Wine.
Don't forget Brew.
Yes, Brew also. Hoping you will join us Saturday, October 4th at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center for the 7th Annual Haven Humane Wine and Beer Tasting with Sit-Down Dinner, Live and Silent Auction, and Basket Drawings.
This event is our premier fundraising event to help the animal population of our area. For tickets and more information, call Haven Humane Society or go on havenhumane.net.
You did that very well.
Well, I'm not as dumb as you think I am.
Yeah.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBott. It is the 1st of August. And what's going? How hot's it going to get today there, Savannah?
It's going to get up to 103.
103. So which means in some places it's going to be up to 110 around here because we get that variance.
Yes, it will. But it's going to be 102 on Saturday and 101 on Sunday. So it's going to be another hot week.
Weather's always brought to us by our Shasta Gas Propane, where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer. Give them a call at 365-3793. Senior and veterans discounts at Shasta Gas Propane. Our guest is Congressman Doug LaMalfa. Good morning, Congressman. Welcome back.
Howdy.
So, okay, we've hit VA, we've hit immigration, we've hit the fact that the immigration process is...
You want to talk about Hamas for a minute?
Oh, let's talk about Israel and Hamas. I'm not quite understanding what I'm seeing out there, that people are saying that Israel is the bad guys.
That's the Hollywood left. That's the anti-Semites.
That they're killing people.
People. It's people I don't understand. Honestly,
I don't understand this. Maybe because I've spent too much time in the Middle East dealing with this. But I also know that the only democracy that's there that treats women with equality, that you know that is there and somebody you can count on. For some reason, we're trying to degrade their defenses.
We toured there, a bunch of freshmen, a year ago.
Uh-huh.
And one of the things you might not ever hear about or understand is that Arab people that live in Israel under Israel's laws and rules like that, they like it there. They live better there in that place than any alternative of in one of the other countries that they may have immigrated from or be guests from. And so when they talk about giving over the West Bank to the Palestinians, there's a lot of people that have settled there as Arabs, and in that place say, oh no thanks, we're doing just fine here, living under the guise of the Israeli way of doing things. And so they're treated the best here. Look who's sending in all the medical supplies when they have one of these temporary ceasefires between Hamas and Israel. It's Israel sending in food, medical supplies, trying to help them get their lights turned on, things like that. Just last night, my understanding is that during the ceasefire, that the Hamas has grabbed one of the IDF soldiers and has him or her hostage now.
Yeah, that's what I heard, that they had somebody kidnapped. Yeah,
the unspeakable things that I pray that it did not happen, or that somehow they can get away. But the unspeakable things that could happen to somebody being held like that with torture. They're big into beheading and doing it on camera and sending it out. They want to incite a bigger war. They're not seeking peace. These temporary ceasefires, they violate them all the time. They launch rockets from underneath, basically underneath a school or their own mosque, amongst their people. These are children and their people as human shields. I mean, we're not talking about the same thing. So how these Hollywood people come out and say Israel's somehow doing this, Israel sends leaflets. They make phone calls. They warn people ahead of time that we're going to hit this point right here, so get your people out. Hamas says, no, stay there. Stay there and be victims that we can put on TV in front of the UN. I think the UN has become about as anti-American and anti-Israeli and an organization that we need to really just defund our portion of it there and be just a regular member. That they are not on the side of right or freedom in any of these arguments. I'm just
You know what? You're fired up about this one, though.
Israel is one of our best allies and friends in the whole world. They help us develop technology that helps us medically or with, obviously military capabilities. Their Iron Dome is amazing. They can discern which missiles are going to hit targets that are going to hurt somebody versus just letting them fall on the ground. But Iron Dome is costly. And so when that appropriation comes up, you bet I'm going to be supporting Israel with what they need to keep Iron Dome and other things going, because that helps cause peace. So I'm checking votes right now. We're okay.
Checking votes, right? So, if you have to run in there and vote?
No, we're okay. It's taking a little while. So
I can't imagine. Anyway. Does everybody want to say something? Was that it? I can't imagine.
Well, that's the state legislature. All the talking gets done kind of ahead of the vote
okay.
for the most part here. So, but
Congressman,
if you want to watch something interesting, I would tune into C-SPAN starting in, I don't know, 25 minutes or so to see what the debate is going to be on this border security bill we're going to be doing. The House Republicans, I think, by and large, are going to make, I'm biased, I guess, but are going to make pretty cogent arguments as to what we're doing in this bill, why it's important to allow the states to have National Guard on the border, why we're doing with getting the, we already have the problem, right? The roof already has a hole in it. It's rained in the house for a while.
Right.
So we have to be able to remedy the mess we already have.
Right.
So what that's going to require is that instead of the kids that are along the border, those that would have some kind of legal right under a 2008 law to have a judicial process, we're going to put the funding forth to keep them detained at the border instead of turning them loose in the country and having them promise to come back within 90 days or whatever it is to come to a court process. They're not coming back. Are we kidding ourselves?
No, they haven't. I think the average
– we can.
I think they checked it. In Texas, they said 12% came back. 12% came back to court. I mean, where did the rest of them go? Oh.
So do we want to be fooled like that or not?
No. You know what? You can only get smacked. So how many times can you put your hand on a hot stove and expect something to change?
Let me give the fast overview of what we're trying to accomplish in the bill. It's no amnesty right up front. So everybody freaked out about amnesty. No, the speaker's not going to cause amnesty. No, the Republicans aren't going to fold and do that. We're firm on that. If you could sit in our conference, you would see that there's no chance. Okay, increased border security. We're going to let the states have National Guard. We're going to fund them for doing it because that's our job as an obligation as a federal government. So Texas is going to be all in, and I hope California gets a clue. It allows the governors to call up their National Guard with that funding. Stops Obama's deferred action scheme, which is known as DACA, D-A-C-A. Look it up if you like.
Right.
Closes loopholes in the 2008 trafficking law where it allows the citizens from a country one step removed from Mexico. It's arcane, but whatever. So we have Honduras and El Salvador and Guatemala, people thinking that they can come up, present themselves, and then here they are. So we already have a problem, but we're going to stop it here.
Permiso.
Reunites children with their families back in their home countries.
Oh,
that's the
nice.
Objective of what we have here already that have broken the law, come up on the beast train, as they call it, and prioritizes, again, the funding towards more permanent border security and returning people back where they should come from. And then we'll have a longer discussion later of the war on drugs. The drug cartels down there are really at the root of this, making it, some of the people be in danger and want to leave. So, we can do for a fraction of the cost the war on drugs by getting after it down there. And so there's longer-term remedies we need to look at, because it's a reality thing. You know, 300 tons of, or some great number of cocaine come in from those areas unless we can stop them. So let me take a break.
Yeah, because we've got to run anyway. And, you know, Congressman, I know this is a busy time, and I can't tell you how much we appreciate you being with us. So many people love to listen to this, the comments on it and all that. So have a great weekend.
You just heard me do a live action vote.
Okay.
While I was on the phone.
Okay.
Right there.
You said yes? Yeah.
So I just voted aye to move the bill. I think your listeners would be fascinated with the debate that's going to happen here pretty
soon. Okay. Well, we'll tell everybody that now, since our show's over, we'll tell everybody to tune in to C-SPAN. So,
yes, sir.
Congressman.
Right, thanks for having me on. We're going to keep hanging in there. God bless America and all of our folks that we get to serve in the first district. And keep hanging in there. We're gonna turn the corner one of these days.
All right, Congressman. Thanks a lot. Okay. Keep fighting. Right, don't stop. All right. Hey, you know what I've got? I've got two tickets to Homeward Bound Benefit. This is going to all these things are happening tomorrow. These are free. There's $15 a piece tickets, but I've got two of them. It goes all day, but the singing and the comedy starts tomorrow at 6 p.m. at Big League Dreams. All the benefits are going to the Homeward Bound program. So if you want one of these, pick up that phone right now and call 605-4567, and you get these two tickets. That's the only ones I've got left, two tickets. Next week, Enjoy Magazine, we've got a number of that starts off Monday, but we've got comments on Obamacare, on what's happening on the border. We've got all types of people coming in next week, all types of great, great resources, because this is KCNR 1460. This is the people's voice right here.
SRN News. I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The latest Gaza ceasefire barely began before it was over, shattered by renewed violence around a town in southern Gaza. Israeli government spokesman Mark Regev blames Hamas for breaking the truce.
By taking its action in a populated area, Hamas was once again turning an urban area, an area full of civilians, into an active war zone, and is responsible, therefore, directly for the ensuing casualties.
In a unanimous vote today, the U.S. Senate has agreed to send $225 million of aid to Israel for its vaunted missile defense system.
We just passed a appropriations bill that will provide more missiles to the Iron Dome program that's protecting the Israeli population from utter destruction.
Republican Senator Lindsey Graham. Two Americans charged with anti-state crimes in North Korea say they expect to be tried soon.